Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have David Jellin. He is with the American Legion Price Post 3. We've got Memorial Day coming up, and I think we really need to talk about Memorial Day and what Memorial Day really stands for. Mr. Jellin, thank you for taking out the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dave.
Now, Memorial Day is not just really about the start of summer. It seems to be that's what it's morphed into, but it was never meant to be that. Why don't we talk about what Memorial Day truly is all about?
Definitely. Well, Memorial Day started in 1868 after the Civil War, the war between the states. And on May 28th, that first day, some 5,000 people went out to decorate 20,000 graves of the Union and the Confederate armies at what is now called Arlington National Cemetery. It was a day set aside to decorate the graves to show that we could reunite the country and to recognize the efforts of those who died and go forward. Well, originally Memorial Day started as the Civil War Decoration Day. Later, it became Memorial Day recognizing those who died in combat. Customarily today, it's those who died in combat, those who died while still in the service, perhaps from other injuries, non-declared wars, and even training. And now it's come further to include all veterans. So if they've done their service and had no issues and they've passed, they're included. What Memorial Day was to pause, to remember, to honor the patriots, the men and women who served to protect our lives, to protect our freedoms. And their lost opportunity in their lives, all their has-beens, might-have-beens, and lost opportunity with their families or to have a family even. So, we owe them that recognition and that honor, I believe.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. And so as a way to do this, that's kind of where the American Legion Post steps in. And let's talk about the American Legion and give people an idea of what that organization is all about.
Definitely. Well, the American Legion in general and Price Post 3 both formed in 1919. The foundation for the American Legion started in 1918 and 1919 during the Great War, World War I. After the war met with armistice on November 11th at 11 a.m., men from the United States, with some from France and England, but mostly from the United States, wanted to get together for a fraternity organization of those who served. This would be like the Grand Army Republic, the men who served during the Civil War. Well, this was to recognize all men who served, whether they got deployed or not, but they had answered the nation's call. So there was an organizational meeting in Paris following the Great War. The first real convention happened back in the United States with representation from officers enlisted. So it had no adherence to rank, it had no adherence to the branch that they served in, and it didn't matter if they actually deployed, but they were in uniform to be a member. Today, with the passage of the Legion Act, because the American Legion is a congressionally chartered organization, and to change the rules, it actually has to be a work of Congress and signed by the president. Last year, this was changed to include any service member, man or woman, who served in uniform for one day of active duty or more. So it's open to everybody since December 7th, 1941. The pillars of the American Legion included national security, national defense, to make sure that we had a robust and trained force ready to do the nation's business. More importantly was pride in Americanism. Politics aside, it was being proud of the country that gave you your rights, protected your rights, and to be part of the civic organization known as the United States. The third pillar, was about youth, supporting Boy Scouts, teaching Americanism, supporting Boy State and Girl State through the auxiliary, oratorical contests, education grants, and such. And the fourth one is to take care of our fellow veterans. And that's by helping them get their benefits. One of the greatest things the American Legion did was the national commander at the outset of World War II sat down with others and wrote what today is the GI Bill. And that has morphed into today's post-9/11 GI Bill, which includes education and housing and medical benefits. So those are the big tent poles for the American Legion. The VFW, who will participate, I hope, was founded before the Great War, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the disabled American veterans, their focus is on disabled American veterans. All very good, very large groups. These three groups not only are just membership, because I've had people ask, well, what's in it for me if I join, is so much that what you get out of it is to get back and give to what you got for it, such as the GI Bill medical benefits, because these organizations lobby Congress and force Congress to keep their promise of benefits for the veterans.
And so with those three groups, you're hoping that this week coming up to get around and putting flags in cemeteries, correct?
Definitely, and we definitely need the public's help. For example, the Price Post 3 American Legion has 120 members, the majority of which are 75 years and older. And given today's environment with the Wuhan virus or COVID-19, many people are probably concerned about coming out. For the flags, placement, and we'll get into the dates for those different cemeteries, there's pretty much open space. You figure the plots are pretty much 6 feet apart. We can go in a line and do that. But we definitely need the public's help to recognize the veterans, the service members who've passed, from those that are here from this community. You're talking about mothers and fathers, brothers, grandfathers who served in the different wars or in between the wars or since the wars, and we should recognize them with a flag. And we have the flags, we just need help to do that. And to recognize, again, to reemphasize, to honor them for their service and to remember their lost opportunities.
Most definitely. Now, the dates for these, and you said it's the dates are the way they are because of logistics. And it's because, you know, the cemeteries are going to be mowing the lawns. You don't want these flags out there while they're mowing the lawns. The first date is Thursday, May 21st. You'll be starting at 9 a.m., and that'll be at the Helper Mountain View Cemetery, correct?
Yes.
Then the next day, Friday, you'll be at the Old Price City Cemetery and the Cliffview Cemeteries starting at 9 a.m., and then you will head to East Carbon and Sunnyside.
Yes, if we have a few people that would like to make the drive, they can go out there. The East Carbon and Sunnyside, there's less than 50 veterans buried there. So that's really just two people to go out if we have enough people while the rest are doing the two in Price.
Okay. And then Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. until finished, you'll be at the Green River Cemetery and the Wellington City Cemetery. This was really, really interesting. The Wellington City Cemetery will be decorated by the Wilder family. They've been doing it since the mid-1930s you've got here.
Yes, I talked to Mr. Bill Wilder. He said he remembers growing up with his dad and his grandfather saying, this is what we do because it's the right thing to do.
That's just amazing that the family would keep their tradition going like they have.
Yes, and one more item is that the Schofield and Carbonville cemeteries have been decorated by the Leek family for quite some time. And my appreciation goes out to both those families to recognize those cemeteries and those veterans buried there.
Very, very, very great stuff that they do. And then the big one is Memorial Day itself. Now, what are you guys going to be doing on Memorial Day?
Well, on Memorial Day, we'll do flag honors as if it was basically a memorial, which it is the same as formal military funeral honors. So we'll have some short comments and then do rifle honors and taps and then raise the flag when just before we're finished. Since on Memorial Day, the flag's at half-mast, and the finishing to the ceremony will be raising the flag at the cemetery. And that'll be at each of the different cemeteries throughout the day, moving basically north to south in Carbon County, from Helper to Price City and Price Cliffview, then Wellington, then a short detour out to East Carbon and Sunnyside, and then we're going to stretch south to Green River. The reason being is the post there folded some time ago, and I've realized that there are quite a few veterans buried there, and they deserve the same recognition.
Most definitely. So the times for those, and these are on Monday, May 25th. As you said, you will start at the Helper Cemetery at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then you will go to the Price City Cemetery at 9, the Cliffview Cemetery in Price at 9:30, Wellington City Cemetery at 10:30, 11:30 at the East Carbon Cemetery, 10:45 at Sunnyside Cemetery, and then 1:30 at the Green River Elgin Cemetery. Are those dates? Are those times still correct?
Yes, the Sunnyside one's at 11:45 following East Carbon.
Yes, perfect. And we will put all of these times on these on our website so people can look on there and make sure that they can get to where they want to be.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Mr. Jelen, thank you so much for taking out the time to do this today. Thank you so much for everything that you do for our veterans. And have a great Memorial Day. And let's get some folks out there to give you a hand in getting this stuff done.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
You.
Have a good day.
You as well. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.